Hurricane Sandy, day three. Sandy is on her way out of town. Here on Rising Sun Lane, we fared pretty well. No noticeable damage to the structure that is my house or the landscaping that is my yard, and we never lost power, so we really can't argue about that. Others were not so lucky, so counting my blessings. So on day one of the hurricane, we sang a song called The Weather that wasn't really about the weather. And last night I sang a song called Raining Cats and Dogs, which wasn't about rain, wasn't about cats, and wasn't about dogs. So I thought tonight I'd sing a song called Hurricane, which really isn't about a hurricane. I've never done this before. Pistol shots rang out in the barroom night. Enter Patty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing a register, I hope you understand. I saw them leaving, and he says, and he stops. Oh, one of us had better call the cops. And so Patty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. He had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. The cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you better not show up on the street unless you want to draw the heat. Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out. They looked like black middleweights. They jumped into a white car without a state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. And the cop said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. And so they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him that he could identify the guilty man. Take him to the hospital and they bring him upstairs. The wounded man looks up at him through his one dying eye. He says, why'd you bring him in here for? He ain't the guy. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been. Ghettos are in flames. Rubens in South America fighting for his name, while Arthur Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for someone to blame. Remember that murder that you half saw in a bar? Remember you saw it, you saw the getaway car? You think you'd like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter that you saw run? Arthur Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. And the cop said, a poor boy like you could use a break. We got you for the motel job, and you were talking to your friend Bello. Now you don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'd be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to begin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman, Jim. A Reuben Carter could take a man out with just one punch. He never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, I just as soon go on my way. The trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. Judge made Reuben's witnesses look like drunkards from the slums. While the white folks there thought he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. And no one doubted that he pulled the trigger. Though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the all-white jury agreed. Falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both badly lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me ashamed to live in a land where justice is a game. Coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been